You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Your boys in the morning have a trending report. The Nuggets game last night against the Detroit Pistons was postponed just moments before they tipped off.
What happened?
I guess people came running out on the court. Hey, hold it. Apparently some COVID concerns with the Pistons.
Oh, man.
So the Nuggets' next game is scheduled for a Thursday in L.A. against LeBron and the Lakers. Speaking of LeBron, apparently during a game last night in Atlanta, some fans sitting courtside had some words with LeBron James.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were promptly ejected from the arena.
Okay.
The woman later posted a video that's laced with F-bombs.
Classy.
Explaining her side of the story, which no one cares about.
Right.
Sorry.
Please be quiet.
She said something along the lines of LeBron said some stuff to her man, and she wasn't going to stand for that. So she stood up courtside and gave him what for.
Oh, boy. Okay.
They said, ma'am, you're going to have to come with us. The Avalanche are home tonight at Ball Arena to play Minnesota. And Jeremy, the greedy players of Major League Baseball rejected the idea of delaying the start of the season and shortening it by 8 games. So for now, they'll report to camp this month and try to start on time.
All right. Hope it works
out. I know you're on the edge of your seat.
I am.
As for baseball locally, the management of the Colorado Rockies will address the media this morning about the trade that sent 5-time All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado to the St. Louis Cardinals in exchange for 5 players, only one of whom has played in the major leagues.
Oh.
And that barely at all.
Huh.
Sounds just like the kind of deal the Rockies would make.
Well, maybe he's a real go-getter. Fresh-faced.
An 8-time Gold Glove, 5-time All-Star for a bunch of guys to fill up the bench. And then the last thing I've got here is just this hilarious story. Well, it's not funny for her.
No, but it's funny.
It's a woman. Her name is India. She lives in Detroit. And we've all heard about porch pirates. And if you're one of the few people that doesn't know, it's like, you know, with all the home deliveries going on, there's all sorts of Amazon boxes and UPS boxes and stuff sitting on people's front porches. And bad people run up, grab them, run off. There's all sorts of security video, like Ring cameras and everything, showing porch pirates. Well, when India got home from work on Saturday, she found that the porch pirates had stolen her porch.
Yes.
They took the whole damn thing.
This is a whole new level of porch pirating right here.
Stairs, railings,
what?
The porch itself that had been in front of her house was gone.
What? Why?
There's a photo of it showing the, like, before and the after.
I mean, the railings look nice. It was a decent-looking little porch. It's on our Facebook if anyone wants to see
it. You gotta go to our Facebook and look at it.
But, yeah, you come home and your porch is actually gone.
She's has filed a police report. They are on the lookout for her porch.
Little signs up on, you know, light posts and stuff. Have you seen me? Picture of stairs.
On the side of a milk carton. Uh-huh. I don't expect them to find.
Nah, they're not going to find it. It's already been sold.
Anyway, what else is trending?
Oh, 90s kids were bumming yesterday. We've been talking about Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell a couple weeks ago. He sadly passed away yesterday. Dude was only 44 years old. He was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer 3 weeks ago. I guess he just started having pains like all over his body and fatigue and not feeling well. Went in, they discovered the cancer, started his first round of chemo, and I guess this just it spread incredibly fast.
Oh,
within
man.
3 weeks, it got him.
From the first diagnosis to gone in 21 days.
Isn't that insane? According to reports, he was not a smoker. They're thinking that the cancer may have come from asbestos from seedy motels that he would stay at while he was on the road. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch. I don't know, but just sad news yesterday. Nicole hollered from the other room when I was at home. She's like, Dustin Diamond died. I was like, oh, not Screech. That's kind of sad. And hey, let's pile on some more sad news. 94-year-old Tony Bennett is battling Alzheimer's disease, Dom. He was actually diagnosed in 2016, but now they're just kind of coming to light and talking about it a little bit.
It's a sad story.
It is a sad story.
But at the same time, there's an interesting glimmer of hope in it where they talk about how his love of music and he has not stopped. I mean, obviously he can't go out and perform live because of COVID and everything too, but he still every day rehearses and practices.
He's got a dude that comes to the house and plays the piano with him, and they run through a 90-minute set like every day.
And there are some
which
people
has got to be
are,
good for his brain.
Yeah, and there's some people who think that this has helped, you know, the whole thing about doing mental gymnastics in a way. Mm-hmm. And he's got another record with Lady Gaga.
He does. It's coming out soon. He's 94 years old. But it's, you know, it's sad news. It's like a legendary artist, you know. From time to time, I'll throw on a little Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett at the house just to feel like I'm at Maggiano's, you know, and listen to that music because it's actually really good stuff. Check this out. There's already a GameStop / Wall Street movie in the works and a book. The chaos isn't even over yet, but the MGM won a bidding war for the book. Netflix is going to be scooping up the rights to do a GameStop movie.
Naturally.
I'm sure The Rock will be in it somehow. I don't know. Right. Yeah, this isn't even over, and they already got the rights to this.
Kind of will go along the lines of that movie, The Big Short.
Right, yeah.
Because that was, you know, a Wall Street type of thing, too.
Which is a great movie, if anyone hasn't seen that. This is kind of crazy. They say a lot of people are going to watch the Super Bowl, as usual, this year. But 6% of people watching it will either be just in their underwear or completely naked.
Huh.
That's a weird survey to take. What are you going to be wearing during the Super Bowl? Nothing. Also, 16% of people plan to, quote, eat and drink everything in sight, Dom.
Okay.
So you can sit there in your underpants and fill your belly button full of ranch dressing and dip some pita chips in it. Go to town.
I saw that there's yet another movement to try to take the day after the Super Bowl and make it a national holiday. And we'll just have to continue to point out on this show two things. Either, A, move it to Saturday night, which makes all the sense in the world.
So much better.
Or move it back a week so that the next day is President's Day, which is already a holiday. Do that.
There you go. They say people are so much less productive the day after Super Bowl, and it hurts morale to come into work.
I don't want to be here. I'll tell you what, I think interest in the Super Bowl is waning.
Yeah, you're probably right.
TV ratings have been down the last couple of years.
Well, the halftime shows generally suck.
It's going to be that thing where after a while we realize it finally dawns us. It's
something
just
needs
a
to
stupid
change.
Game.
Let me give you one more thing about the Super Bowl. The CDC thinks it's a bad idea to cheer during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you're watching with other people, they recommend that you use like some sort of noisemaker and don't scream or yell at the TV because, you know, droplets.
Particles.
Particles be flying. I don't want to give you anything else. Here's a little fat America. Cadbury is holding a contest for the third year in a row to find a new spokes animal to wear those silly bunny ears for their Easter commercials.
Do they pay for it?
Yeah, you get like $5,000 if they pick your pet or something. And then finally, I got to get
Niles
to this.
The weirdo wouldn't sit still long enough to put any kind of bunny ears on him.
He would be so perfect, though.
He would be great, but he won't sit still for anything like that.
Huh.
So
give
I'm
him
out
catnip,
the
get him all
I'm out.
Kitty high, and then do it. Finally, I have to get to this story before Dom scoops up the joke. Scientists have found the world's smallest reptile. And believe it or not, I actually have something in common with the little guy, Dom.
What's that?
The reptile is a chameleon species, and he's less than an inch long. But
then you do have something in
common. Here's the deal. The chameleon's genitalia is approximately 20% of their size.
And that's what you have in common
That's where I can relate, Dom. That's
see,
where I can relate.
You're 6 feet tall.
Wait, you're right. I didn't do the math.
So that's 72 that inches. 20% Whoa. Would be 14.
Well, okay. I posted pictures on our Facebook, not of me, but of the little chameleon, if you want to check that out.
I definitely don't have that in common with a chameleon.
Oh, Okay, what a stupid joke. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
We're naughty. Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. See the chameleon. See the porch that's disappeared. And see the new sweater that Prada is selling. It's bright yellow with small holes in it. And a lot of people on social media thinks it looks like Swiss cheese.
It's funny.
And it's $1,300 if you want to buy a shirt with a bunch of holes in it. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.